second inauguration of Barack Obama, unlike the first one, did not go unopposed by protesters ranging from anti-drone activists to environmentalists to anarchists. Barack Obama ran on an anti-war platform, yet he has stepped up the murderous use of armed drones in country after country. He promised to close Guantanamo Bay in early 2009. Today, not only is Guantanamo Bay still open, but new legislation allows indefinite detention, even of American citizens. Action against the hypocrisy of Barack Obama's action began the night before the inauguration with a march through the streets for what a report in Anarchist News estimated as 75 anarchist protesters. During the march, unknown fighters smashed windows at a Hooters, notorious for gender discrimination and discrimination on the basis of personal appearance and hiring. A branch of TD Bank had their glass doors destroyed. I guess they live in a glass house and must have thrown one too many stones. An ATM belonging to another financial institution was also destroyed. Although the anarchist march took place in the middle of one of the most extreme security buildups you ever see inside the borders of the U.S., all of the marchers and all of the fighters escaped. On the morning of the 21st of January, as Obama was being sworn in and preparing for it, anti-war protesters gathered in Malcolm X Park under a fleet of mock Reaper drones on stands holding them in the air. At least one of the drones had been rolled all the way from Baltimore in a multi-day drone walk against Obama's drone murders in so many countries. When the protesters marched to K Street, some wrangled the drones, while others carried bundles symbolizing babies and small children killed by Obama's drone murders. One speaker at the Arc of Justice rally before the march went so far as to denounce Obama's hypocrisy in calling for gun control while using drones as his personal firearms to kill whoever he wants.
To the brother that was passionately calling for gun control, you are bringing this message from a president that with impunity is killing children in at least 8 countries with these drones, with these unjust occupations. Seriously, are we going to go beg this president for justice? Are we going to keep calling him the peace president?
No!
Crimes are crimes, no matter who does them.
When the Arc of Justice march reached K Street, the drones were put on display next to all those worn-out, up-armored Humvees from the war the National Guard was using to block off streets. Next up, the noon march from McPherson Square to the bag search and grope checkpoints near the inaugural parade route. Marchers staged a short sit-in in front of a checkpoint at 7th Street rather than let groping cops touch their junk.
Start wearing kids down.
That is promises!
Checkpoint marchers proceeded to the siege walls around the parade route at 6th Street. You just heard protesters sarcastically chanting 4 more wars near the inauguration. From the checkpoint marchers proceeded to the siege walls around the parade route at 6th Street before suddenly disengaging to join with the Idle No More Solidarity drum circle at DuPont Circle. Idle No More is a rapidly growing First Nations Native American movement to resist Canadian attempts to take away native land on the reserves and sell it to tar sands miners and other industries for budget and development reasons. On the evening of the 21st of January, things weren't done by any means. One of the main inaugural balls was a Commander-in-Chief's ball at the Washington Convention Center. Obama was supposed to be the star of the show, but Code Pink and Vermin Supreme upstaged him, protesting drones and the U.S. security state at the bag and grope checkpoints.
Welcome to Checkpoint Obama. If you are here to attend the War Criminals Balls, please Have your dental records and birth certificate ready for immediate inspection. Please be prepared to remove your shoes for public safety. Please be prepared for your full body cavity rectal exam. Remember, it is in the name of national security and will make us more free as a nation.
What do you say about the idea that, you know, Obama's executing the same foreign policy as the Bush doctrine, but, you know, it's a little more humane. It's not shock and awe.
It's actually good that Obama brought the troops home from Iraq, but let's remember, that was negotiated by President Bush because the Iraqis forced the U.S. troops to leave. And now with Afghanistan, Obama gave us the surge in Afghanistan. We still haven't seen the end of the troops there yet. We're hoping that it's going to happen, but we can't take anything for granted. And then when it comes to Obama's promise to close Guantanamo, never did it. When it comes to his promise to stop the use of torture, well, hopefully we have stopped the use of torture, but instead we're not even taking prisoners or allowing people to surrender. We're just killing them with drones. And that is something that is the signature of the Obama administration.
That, in a nutshell, is why any war protesters descended on Obama's second inauguration after foolishly giving him a pass last time around. Environmentalists fear he will turn around and approve the earth-despoiling Keystone XL tar sands pipeline now that he no longer has to worry about re-election. He's already approved construction of the Texas segment of it. Occupy activists, anti-war activists, and environmentalist activists alike all learned the hard way that any hope and change will have to come from the streets because it sure as hell isn't coming from a White House built on stolen indigenous land.